USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is touting today's government jobs report. It shows that the U.S. has added over 900,000 new jobs in the last month. He told Americans this is just the start of what's to come.
We still have a long way to go to get our economy back on track after the worst economic and job crisis in nearly a century.
He spoke before he left for the Easter break. He'll be spending the holiday in Camp David. Many people are also planning on traveling over the weekend, and there's some new relaxed coronavirus guidelines. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Fully vaccinated grandparents can fly to visit their healthy grandkids without getting a COVID-19 test or self-quarantining, provided they follow the other recommended prevention measures while traveling.
Officials say if you haven't been vaccinated, do not gather for Easter Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. economy added close to 920,000 jobs in March, according to the Labor Department. Analysts say even stronger numbers are expected in April and May. The unemployment rate dipped to 6% in March, according to the report. The department said the share of U.S. workers who are working remotely or from home fell to 21%. President Biden said, "The credit for the progress belongs not to me, but to the American people." Mayoral candidate Andrew Yang was discharged from a New York City hospital after he was admitted for a kidney stone. Yang, a Democratic tech entrepreneur who became a household name when he ran for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, announced on Twitter that he was out of the hospital. Yang tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this year and experienced mild symptoms. He was forced to temporarily halt his in-person campaign for New York City mayor until he recovered. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The IRS says if you haven't received it yet, don't worry. Stimulus payments are on the way. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Relief payments from President Biden's American Rescue Plan went out Friday to some people collecting Social Security and other federal benefits. The IRS saying the payments are directed at those who didn't file 2019 or 2020 income tax returns and didn't use the non-filers tool last year. They will go to Social Security retirement, survivor, or disability supplemental security income, and Railroad Retirement Board beneficiaries. The IRS saying most payments will be sent electronically and received by April 7th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In Minneapolis, testimony in the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin, who's charged in George Floyd's death. The jury heard members of the Minneapolis Police Department. One was Lieutenant Richard Zimmerman, who is head of their homicide division. The prosecutors asked him,
"Have you ever, in all the years you've been working for the Minneapolis Police Department, been trained to kneel on the neck of someone who is handcuffed behind their back in a prone position?"
"No, I haven't."
On Thursday, a police sergeant testified he believed that Chauvin should have ended restraining Floyd after he stopped resisting. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.